You know, one of the blessings of sitting on the St. Catherine Drexel's chair is I get a chance to see what's going on during Mass. I think you all know I don't miss too much. I'm a very observant person. And it's great as I sat there today and listened to God's word being proclaimed to see people come to Mass I have not seen in a long time. I'm going to ask you to stand up now. Please stand up if you can. Please stand. Please stand, all of you, stand up. And just wave to each other. You haven't seen each other in a long time, so just give a holy wave to people. You don't gotta kiss or hug. Just wave and give a round of applause. We are in church today to give God thanks and praise. It's good to see you here today. Good to see you. Good to see you. Have your seats. We know COVID-19 is no joke. And we are blessed to be in a space where we can come together safely to worship our God. Amen. I know some people say it doesn't matter, but we wear masks. I don't have it on now because I'm talking. But we wear our masks. We keep social distancing. We wash our hands and all the things we have to do. And if you're not feeling well, just stay home and pray. But when we come together as God's family, we come together to be church, to give God thanks and praise for what God has done for us. God has been good to us. God's been good to us. And there's some worship places, some churches that have not chosen to gather yet. But we are here. We've been here since June 7th. And week by week, more and more people are feeling comfortable enough to come together. And as a pastor, it's wonderful to see you in church. Thank you for having the courage and the strength to come here today, to be in this house, to receive the word, the sacrament, and receive community. Cry out, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Amen. 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 Let's pray together that the word of God proclaimed today, the powerful, strong word today might be indeed what God wants you to hear this morning from this preacher. Let us pray. Loving God, you are kind and merciful. Thank God you are kind and merciful, slow to anger, but rich in compassion. So thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to be up this morning, this beautiful day you've given us. The cool breeze that comes through this place today to ventilate this house. May your Holy Spirit come in this space, Lord. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in here, that we might be your people today. Your word of God might truly be preached as you desire. We make all of our prayers and blessings through Christ our Lord. Amen, 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 amen. We've all heard the phrase, and maybe you were indeed called it yourself, being a tattletale. I'm not sure if everybody was ever called a tattletale. But I'm the youngest of eight, you know that. And sometimes my brothers and sisters would be cutting up and my mom would be out doing some shopping and they would say, you better not tell mommy. And I gotta admit that sometimes I was a little tattletale. Mom, guess what they did today? And the whole time my brother's like, and I think we all know that modern phrase about being a snitch. No snitching. In fact, snitches get stitches. Don't snitch. Well, today, I want to preach about the theme of being a Christian snitch. A Christian snitch. If you listen to the gospel proclaimed today by our deacon and truly were listening and paying attention to what God was saying to us, it makes sense in a few moments. See, God is a kind God, a good God. And Jesus is trying to explain how good God is. God is so good to us and so patient with us and so kind to us. That's why that psalm we heard today, the Lord is kind and merciful. It was his grace and mercy that brought me through. It was his grace. Leaning on the everlasting arm of Jesus. His blessed assurance. His goodness, his kindness that lead us and guide us along the way. Oh, how good our God is. So kind, so merciful. And so Jesus is trying to explain. You see, Peter thought, if I forgave seven times, I'm being generous. Seven in the church's understanding in biblical times meant fullness. He thought he was being good. So seven times? And Jesus says, no. 77 times. Over and over and over and over goes the mercy. My cup overflows. How good God's mercy is. God's an abundant God. And so he went on to teach Peter and to teach us about mercy. And to tell the story of a king who had a debt due to him. And he called the man in and said, where's my money? I don't have it. Well, guess what? Your wife, your children, your property, all being sold to pay back what you owe me. And the man says, be patient with me. Give me some time to work this out, and I'll pay you back in full. And the word of God said he was moved with compassion to allow him to be debt free. I know all y'all got good credit. You're all in good shape financially. If I got my car note back that I got last year, that I had for the next 2 or 3 years, and it said paid in full, I'd do a little dance for that. Imagine your house you just bought, your credit card you have, and it says paid in full, no balance left. You would jump for joy. You would jump for joy. But guess what, church? You are paid up. You are paid in full in Christ Jesus. You are paid up. He paid your bill. He paid it all, the whole thing. Y'all ain't with me this morning. I'm talking about being debt-free in Christ Jesus. That's what the word says. I've forgiven your entire loan. This story is talking about salvation. You're debt-free in Christ. And what the only thing God wants you to do is share it with somebody else. You ain't got to pay me back. You ain't got to pay me back. Just pass it on to somebody else. And that's why the same word he gave to his debtor. The man says, a fellow servant who owed a smaller amount, the word says, be patient with me and I will pay you back in full. No. What did he do to him? Put him in the prison. We paid back the entire loan. But I'm so glad there were some Christian stitches in the gospel today. So glad there were people who saw something wrong and spoke on it. Christian stitches. Because the king would have never known how unrighteous and nasty and ratchet that man was. Unless someone spoke up, moved, disturbed, they went to the king to tell what they saw. The one who received mercy was not willing to give mercy. You see, church, what goes around comes around. You see, I still believe how you treat people in this world will come right back at you. Will come right back at you. In God's time and God's way. You want to be nasty? Guess what? Nasties will come back at you. In God's time and God's way. When you're kind and forgiving, even folks don't deserve it. Why should I forgive you? You see, is what God has done for me. And when I recognize my blessings, when I think about my life and think about what God has done for me and how God's been so patient with me, so kind to me, allowed me to make mistake after mistake after mistake and still wrap his arms around me and says, I love you. I ain't worried about you, because guess what? Guess what? He paid my debt off. He paid me up in completion. And because he paid me off, because God paid the whole thing off, I'm going to show mercy and kindness to you. Because guess what? I don't deserve it either. You deserve it. You see, my hallelujah belongs to you. My praise belongs to you. You've been so good, so kind. All the praise belongs to God. What God has done. When we think about this word today, we don't want to hold on, as the word of God says in the book of Sirach, the wrath and the anger. You wonder why our blood pressure's up. Wonder why we got wrinkles and all kind of medical problems. We're holding on to things that are not of God. I was talking to somebody recently. I went to see her. Not here, so don't try to figure it out. Older person I've known for many, many years, from another assignment. And I got a chance to visit her. The first time I took my mask off and said, you know who I am? She said, I don't know who you are. And I thought she was having a moment. I said, you know, it's Steve. I don't recognize you. I said, oh my goodness. It's Father Steve Thorne. Oh, you mean that nice priest I used to know? Oh, you mean Father Steve, that good guy? I thought he was dead. He ain't been here in months. I called for him. My daughter called for him. Son called for him. I don't know who you are. And I went to explain to her about trying to be safe and trying to just be mindful of her condition in this pandemic. And she went on to tell me she had been angry with me for months. I said, well, I'm here now. And by the time we worked it out, and talked about it, prayed about it, she was holding on to something that was not good for her spiritually or physically. I said, you wonder why you're having all your issues. We hold on to things that we shouldn't hold on to sometimes. And so we have to let those things go. Hold on to anger and resentment. You made me angry back in 1941. I'm still mad at you today. Let it go. Let it go. Is it easy? No. But let it go. Don't allow your mind, others phrase, don't let people occupy space in your mind. I like that. I like that. I like that. Don't let people rent space in your mind. Because sometimes a person has no idea. I had no idea that lady was mad at me. All I knew was that today I was there to pray with her. Today I was there to bless her. Today I was there. And if I've done wrong, I'm sorry about it. I apologize. But thank God you're still here. Thank God you're able to receive God's blessings. Church, there's 3 points I want to bring out today to take home with you. The first is you serve a God of mercy. We serve a God of kindness. Our God doesn't keep score all our transgressions. And thank God, God doesn't do that. I would have called out a long time ago. I would say to my students sometimes when I taught high school, I'd say, young man, you got 5 fouls. Uh-oh. Because he knew that the 6th foul, you out of the game. My God doesn't keep my fouls. I would have fouled out a long time ago. You want a perfect pass? You don't got one in me. But guess what? I'm on the journey like you are. There's no perfect pastor, no perfect priest, all in the journey. It looks good sometimes, but guess what? All that glitter ain't gold. God is merciful. So trust in that mercy, because mercy and love change people, not fear. No one ever converts out of fear. They might get smarter how they play around. If you're cheating on your wife or your husband, it's love and mercy and kindness that brings you to living out your truth. Hiding your phone, hiding where you're going, that don't work. Because eventually, you're going to get caught. It's mercy. That's why God pours it out upon us, because he knows we need it. The second point is, church, the same we've been shown mercy, we got to give mercy to each other. Maybe sometimes just think, maybe someone's going through something. Maybe try to think about, you know, I don't know why they did that, but I'm going to pray for them. But I'm not going to hold on to it, because God didn't do it to me. Maybe my lady friend would have said, well, maybe Father Steve is not healthy himself. No thoughts about that, do we? The priest is always healthy, always available, always perfect. But guess not, he's not. So as we've been, we got to show it to somebody else. That's what church is about. And that's why we're blessed in this kingdom, to be a place that anybody and everybody who comes in this space is welcomed. Is welcomed. Whether you were somewhere else last night, you're here today, and you're welcomed. Maybe you've been here every Sunday, and you're welcome here again. Isn't church supposed to be a place where people are welcomed? Don't we have all the stuff in this ratchet world out there? I might just keep on walking. All the stuff out there that we see and we hear, we come into this place. Should it be a place of kindness if you're white or black? Should it be a place you're welcomed if you're young or old? Should it be a place where you're welcome no matter what your political party may be? Should it be a place where you're welcomed if you're on an addiction journey? It should be a place where you're welcome when you're still struggling with your sexuality. Should it be a place where you're still trying to get it right in life? Y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. There's no reservation to this table. Come here to receive the gift of mercy from our good God, but from each other. And the third point before I take my seat, church, today, is you got to be a Christian snitch sometimes. Too often we see things, we hear things, we don't speak on them. And you know what I'm talking about. In our homes, on our jobs, on our street corners, in our churches. Thank God I grew up on a street called Venango. Old school. where everybody was your pop and your mom. They had no problem saying, don't do that. You ain't my mama, I know. But guess what? I am right now. I remember a time sitting in the back as a young teenager, Holy Souls. And Father O'Brien, our pastor, was out there serving Mass by himself. And one of the elders said, you better get up there and help Father O'Brien at the altar. And I said, well, I served last week. And he said to me, you got a good memory. I didn't ask you about last week. I'm telling you to get up there and serve Mass with Father. Thank God's people spoke up. Maybe what's wrong with our kids today is folks don't speak up. And we know in our church how many bishops and priests and people in general knew about children being hurt. The babies, the innocent ones, the ones who trust you to call you father. How dare you come at a child sideways? There's a space in hell for you. And folks knew it. And didn't speak on it. There's nothing wrong with being a Christian snitch. Thank God the men in the gospel today, the women in the gospel today, wait a minute now, wait a minute, wait a minute. You just got your debt paid off. You better show some mercy. Well, guess what today, church? Guess what? You got your debt paid off. You got your debt paid off. You got your debt, all of you, you, your debt's paid. Your debt's paid. Your debt's paid. Your debt. Give God some praise. You better get up. Get up and give God praise today because your debt has been paid off. And because of that, give God the praise and the thanks for all that God has done for us. Amen. 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 Amen.